This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, the Kick-Ass Edition. Our toll-free number here, of course, is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the Captain.
It's Ian.
And Rick, and whoever I am, nobody.
Nobody is definitely here. Nobody has some things going on in his gubernatorial campaign. Have you kicked things off yet?
Well, they are kicked off in that I'm doing a weekly podcast in support of it.
Awesome.
And I am officially filed, so... I'm in there.
Nice. Well done.
Nobody is officially running.
Nobody is officially running. If you've ever wanted to vote for nobody and you're in the state of New Hampshire, why, now is your chance.
It's true.
Officially
September 8th.
Yeah. And, you know, you got to admit, when you see the things the government does, you think, nobody should do that.
Yeah, that is for sure. We agree on that and a lot more. We've been talking a lot on this program about, of course, current events regarding the government, the COVID lockdown, the obvious police murder of innocent folks or otherwise folks who did not get a chance to run through the so-called justice system. And we often talk about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin because, well, in my opinion, Bitcoin and cryptocurrency in general, the blockchain, is the first infrastructure for statelessness. It didn't ask permission. It requires no permission to exist. And therefore, it's kind of the first technology of its kind. Governments can't take it down, at least not yet. They've been trying for well over a decade now, as well as have financial institutions, and it seems to be unstoppable at this point. That being said, I brought in an article for discussion today from Forbes titled, "The Pentagon Documents Reveal That the United States Has Planned for a Bitcoin Rebellion."
Really?
Yes. Now, oftentimes you'll hear folks who have worked in government entities where they'll run, you know, computer simulations for things, and even like corporations will run computer simulations for marketing and that kind of a thing, what our target demographics are and how many hits will we get on this advertisement, things like that. And of course, the United States government has similar tools at its disposal. So this article starts out saying, Bitcoin has struggled to find support in the U.S. government. It's kind of an understatement. I don't think it's struggled to find support. The government has just plain out ignored it.
They're scared of it, I think.
Yeah.
When they're not attacking it, they're ignoring it.
Right, yeah. With President Donald Trump, along with Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, leading the criticism. Now, it's been revealed the U.S. Department of Defense has war-gamed scenarios, including a Generation Z rebellion that uses Bitcoin to undermine and evade, quote, the establishment, unquote. So, I don't know about you guys, but one of the benefits of some cryptocurrencies is the ability to operate outside of the purview of governments, or at least without asking them permission to do things and becoming taxed at every level of transaction that you do, et cetera, and so on.
Well, with Bitcoin, which was the original cryptocurrency, started in 2009 by Satoshi Nakamoto, who we still don't know who that person is, or persons.
Or group of people, right?
Right. Yep. Mm-hmm. Bitcoin, it was a real technological advancement. The blockchain, of course, the most noteworthy, probably one of the most noteworthy aspects of it, this decentralized ledger that's cryptographically secure and available in thousands of locations across the planet, basically can't be stopped or taken down. The one downside to Bitcoin is that everything in Bitcoin is public, meaning every transaction is publicly viewable. If you know where to look, if you know which address to look at, you can see all the transactions that that address has been involved with all the way back to the very beginning of Bitcoin in 2009. So that is a fault when it comes to Bitcoin, and some people believe that that fault was solved by the Monero cryptocurrency, which is a competitor to Bitcoin. Some even believe Satoshi Nakamoto may have been the person behind Monero, because that creator is also an anonymous person.
Nice.
And Monero is not visible publicly in any way, shape, or form, at least not that anyone has been able to prove, right? So its transactions are actually hidden from view. And that's, I think the government's probably really worried about that one.
Well, yeah, and then there's a host of other, what are they called, privacy coins, right?
Yes.
That have spawned or forked or whatever off of several
However, you've got to be careful with the other privacy coins, because a lot of them have two modes of operation. They have a public mode and a private mode, all on the same blockchain, but there's just different modes. And I think a study of Zcash, which is one of the main so-called privacy competitors to Monero, showed that like 99% of transactions are done publicly on Zcash. So for the most part, they aren't really used for their privacy features. And, you know, if people have the option, they're choosing the public option, which kind of negates the whole purpose of it.
Why would a privacy coin not have privacy on by default?
I don't know.
I would assume because there's a non-zero cost to it.
I don't think it costs any more to use a shielded address than a public address in that system.
Just from an exchange perspective, if I wanted to make a cryptocurrency exchange that was private and I used a privacy coin, I would assume that it was inherent in the product.
Well, that's what I like about Monero, that it only has a private mode. There is no non-private option.
Nice.
So all transactions on Monero are private. There's no other option.
So I can imagine that the government specifically doesn't like privacy coins, if they even understand. I know they're hiring more and more people.
Oh, yeah. They can throw a lot of money at this.
You know, in software and in cryptography and that kind of thing. And, in fact, it could be argued that some of the cryptographers, the early ones who developed early cryptography, were a result of having worked for the government, because the government's obviously employed cryptographers for many things to keep, you know, war secrets from, quote, enemies, unquote.
Well, governments can throw money at a thing.
Yes.
They can do that, but they're not. That doesn't make them good at it, right? Just because they can throw money at something and hire some tech people doesn't mean they're going to get the best tech people. It doesn't mean they're going to get efficiency out of those tech people, because they are essentially becoming government bureaucrats in that case. So I remember years ago we read a story about the FBI trying to master email, and how many years and years and years it took, and how many different like contractors they had to bring in and throw a ton of money at just to try to get email working.
Well, we know that governments generally lag behind in technology acquisitions. I know for a fact that some states who are running, say, public service type programs are running on old DOS machines.
Oh,
still.
I believe it.
You know, they haven't upgraded anything since, 1989, 92, 95, that kind of thing.
Well, that's true in industry as well. I mean, a lot of industry, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, is sort of the rule. And so if that old dot matrix printer's still going, well, you just got to find the supplies and you'll keep it going forever.
So in the Pentagon war game that we spoke about in this article, young people born between the mid-1990s and early 2010s use cyber attacks to steal money and convert it into Bitcoin.
This was in their simulation.
In the simulation, right. In the Pentagon war game, quote, simulation, unquote. It doesn't say that here, but it says in the Pentagon war game, it's referring to the simulation from up top.
Right. So the stealing, of course, would be the actual crime there. Obviously,
if you're stealing from the government, though. Everything they have is already stolen.
Yeah. That's true.
You'd be Robin Hooding
at that
point.
From whom they were stealing the money. That's true.
Yeah, they just want to mention the word steal to, you know, make it seem like it's a criminal activity.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, stealing is wrong. You shouldn't steal. Don't steal, don't hit. That kind of a thing.
But that's a message going out to our boys in blue. Don't steal and don't hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, they still haven't figured that out, though.
Don't choke people to death, either.
called the 2018 Joint Land, Air, and Sea Strategic Special Program, or JLAS. The war game is set in 2025 and is intended to reflect a plausible depiction of major trends and influences in the world regions.
I hope they don't make it to 2025.
Yeah, the government, that is.
Yeah, the federal government specifically. I hope they dissolve.
We'll have more about the Pentagon simulation regarding Bitcoin. And we'll take some of your calls and your thoughts. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. More coming up.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
AnarchoVegas 2020 is a conference about changing the world through personal actualization and creation through markets. Get inspired to better yourself and better the world. Speakers include Jim Bell, Larkin Rose, Alvin O'Brien, G. Edward Griffin, Walter Block, Amanda Rockwitz, Ernie Hancock, and more. Get your tickets for just $20.20 at AnarchoVegas.com and use code FTL to save 10% off VIP tickets. July 19th, join Free Talk Live for AnarchoVegas.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The live call-in radio show where you can take control of the airwaves. Our toll-free number here, of course, is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, if you prefer. With you tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And I wanted to tell you, since we're talking a little bit about Bitcoin this evening, that Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or just meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. So we were talking about the United States, the Pentagon specifically, conducting simulations where a Bitcoin rebellion might ensue. And in that simulation called the JLAS, or the Joint Land, Air, and Strategic Special Program, the war game is set in 2025 and is intended to reflect a plausible depiction of major trends and influences in the world regions. The scenario, which echoes recent protests in the U.S. and around the world against racial injustice, involves some members of Gen Z who see themselves as agents for social change and believe that the system is rigged against them. They begin a global...
Right.
I mean, that is a correct assumption. I would call that... I mean...
It's rigged against all of us who aren't in the club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They say they believe it, so perhaps they haven't looked at the facts and evidence yet.
Yeah,
know,
they, just,
regard,
they
regarding
just believe
their belief.
It. Well, once they look into it further, I'm sure they'll be able to determine that, yep, they were right.
I am absolutely 100% certain
there's
of that.
There's a reason they call it the just us system.
Because it's just them, not us. They begin a global cyber campaign to expose injustice and corruption and support causes that it deems beneficial. The group called Zebellion, capital Z. This sounds like a script for like a pilot for a TV show or something. The group called Zebellion encourages cyber attacks against organizations that support, quote, the establishment, unquote.
So this is anonymous.
More or less.
They've renamed Anonymous.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're funneling stolen cash into Bitcoin to make small, below-the-threshold donations to worthy recipients and Zebellion members. The program, which also reportedly wargame scenarios involving Islamist militants and anti-capitalist extremists, was conducted by students and faculty from the U.S. military's war colleges, the training ground for prospective generals and admirals.
Wow.
Did this leak out? How did this information come about?
That is
you know?
Good question. Billy Bambro, B-A-M-B-R-O-U-G-H, is the contributor.
Yeah, he covers some crypto stuff.
Crypto and blockchain.
So he's a contributor, so it means he doesn't actually work for Forbes, from what I understand.
Right. I think he's a freelance writer, as it were. It just says it's been revealed.
It's been revealed.
It's
All
been
right.
revealed. Apparently he's doing the revealing.
Yeah. He's got a scan of a page from the book or whatever. It says Zebellion.
Yeah. And, yeah, it says National Exercise Material for Education Purposes Only, JLAS-SPAY-2018 World Summary. The documents reveal the U.S. Department of Defense has seriously considered the possibility that Bitcoin could be used in such a fashion. Bitcoin has increasingly been adopted by Wall Street and the world's biggest financial institutions since 2017.
Yeah, the longer they let it go without a total crackdown, the harder you know the cat's going to be to put back in the bag.
Agreed.
You know what I mean? It's probably too little too late.
I think after year one it was too late, I believe.
Well, I mean, if they could have stomped it out early enough, they might have been able to do something. But, yeah, at this point, it's the decade in.
Indeed. We are called Free Talk Live, so let's go to some of your calls and your thoughts. We have Jason calling in from Colorado. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. I have another Would You Rather for you.
Oh,
all right.
All right, what's going on?
All right, let me set the tone on this one. This is the Escape Room Edition. You three and your minions get to watch or broadcast live to the world an actual escape room, but here are the participants. Would you rather observe an escape room full of Karens with one guy that has a slight cough? They must find the mask to escape. Or would you like to broadcast an escape room with three Chaz socialists, an unarmed cop, the Seattle mayor, and the Washington governor? They must find political consensus to escape. What would you rather see?
Can I go first?
That's a tough
one. Can I go first?
It's your show, man. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, it's our show. Come on. Yeah. I will go option B, right? I mean, that's, you know, option B, the Seattle one.
I don't know. Option B, if they have to come to, like, some sort of political consensus, I don't want to see people arguing over politics. I think it'd be kind of interesting to watch the reaction of a group of Karens trapped in a room with a coughing man. I mean, because normally the Karen is supposed to go to the management, right? But there's not going to be any management there. So the Karen can't do what they would normally do in a situation where they feel threatened or uncomfortable.
I think the Karens are going to gang up on the guy and take him out. That's what I think is going to happen.
They don't have their math.
Yeah. I think the Karen scenario ends up badly for the guy with the cough.
Just to watch the hysteria.
Whereas
I'd rather watch the Karens, pummel the poor guy.
I just feel like that's going to be a short episode, whereas the other one's going to draw out for a little longer.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a good question, though. Very creative.
All right. Any other thoughts, Jason?
No, that's it.
All right. Thanks for the call tonight.
The other thing is I've tried to argue with ANCOMs, and it's not any fun.
No, but watching them argue can be entertaining, particularly if there's politicians involved and the goal is to gain consensus. Name a politician that's ever actually gained consensus.
Well, if they feel like they're under threat of violence, they may, agree with what the people who are going to hurt them.
I think they would each end up flipping their lids and start tearing each other apart as well.
Could be.
So...
All right, so tell me more about this Bitcoin thing. So it's stolen Bitcoin, is what they're saying, and that the people trying to undermine the state are selling the Bitcoin,
right,
in order to
fund people
Zebellion.
Who support their cause or are friendly to Zebellion.
Zebellion.
To answer your question, the Pentagon war game documents have been revealed.
Here's a clue for the Pentagon people. We don't have to steal money to get Bitcoin.
That is true.
We can just make money by selling Bitcoin and buy more Bitcoin.
Or you can
with that.
Do something to earn it,
Yeah, you can
provide a valuable product or service. Or you can actually transduce most any currency into Bitcoin.
Indeed.
Transduce?
Convert from into.
Okay.
A microphone is a transducer. It transduces your sound waves coming out of your mouth into sound waves coming out of a speaker somewhere. It's a transducer.
Hmm.
Yes. That's my 50-cent word of the day, transducer. That's a good one. You can look it up. At any rate, we'll talk more about the Pentagon war game documents and how or when they became revealed in a little bit, and we'll also take more of your calls and your thoughts. Do you think Bitcoin is dangerous to governments? I sure do.
That's one reason why I'm a fan.
We've got more coming up. This is Free Talk Live, 855-453.
Gut shaving irritation? Shave Secret shaving oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Monday at the White House, President Trump says we're moving in the right direction regarding coronavirus.
I can tell you on COVID or coronavirus or whatever you want to call it, plenty of names, tremendous progress is being made. I spoke with the governor of Texas where they've done a fantastic job, and he said they have had some outbreaks in prisons, and that's where their numbers went out.
3 days after police shot and killed Rayshard Brooks in the parking lot of an Atlanta, Georgia Wendy's, Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms is calling for peaceful protests.
Burning down buildings will not get us change in the city, because if anything, it is going to erase the message, and it is going to eclipse what this is all about.
This is USA Radio News. The $600 a week bonus payments made to some Americans laid off during the coronavirus pandemic will end as planned in July. That's according to White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow. The Supreme Court deals the Trump administration a pair of defeats. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
A historic win for the LGBT community and a defeat for the Trump administration. By a 6-3 ruling, the High Court said federal law prohibits workplace discrimination against gay, lesbian, and transgender persons. Chief Justice John Roberts and Trump appointee Neil Gorsuch ruled with the four liberals in the majority. And the court also rejected the Trump administration's bid to throw out a California immigrant sanctuary law that limits local police cooperation with federal immigration authorities.
And in financial news, at the closing bell, the Dow gained 157 points to finish the day at 25,763. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Monday night's call-in show, radio program specifically, where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about, well, anything you like. It's called Free Talk Live. We only have a few rules, and, well, actually they're imposed by the FCC, so otherwise we couldn't broadcast. But other than that, you're free to talk about any subject. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, it's
Ian.
And nobody.
And I am your host this evening, the Reverend Captain Kickass. I wanted to tell you, since we've been talking about cryptocurrencies, about AnyPay. Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Because now with AnyPay, you can earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Just download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and then tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com, and you will get a reward for every Bitcoin Cash or Dash transaction. That is a pretty phenomenal thing. I don't think anybody else in the cryptocurrency industry is doing that. If they are, I have not heard about it. I'm pretty sure these guys are the pioneers of that kind of thing, and I give them much respect for doing so.
Yeah.
So, Ian, you had asked in the previous segment, how did these documents, how did, you know, this writer come to find this information? Well, it turns out
the information about the Pentagon running some sort of war games,
war game Bitcoin simulator with this Z-Bellion fictitious group that they have sort of made up. I would be surprised if this doesn't turn into like a TV show or something, you know. But apparently, the Pentagon war game documents have been revealed after Florida Republican Representative Matt Gaetz called for the government to, quote, freeze the money of demonstrators after a countrywide protests over the killing of George Floyd turned violent this month. So this is a recent reveal. So because of the George Floyd protests, this Republican Representative Matt Gaetz, G-A-E-T-Z, called for government to freeze, I believe, cryptocurrency. It just says money.
They can't freeze
of demonstrators.
Most of it. Most cryptocurrency is completely out of the hands of governments. There are certain...
Oh, the Republican governor is calling for the freeze of their money, their USD.
Their bank accounts. Yeah.
And so this simulator is, of course, related to Bitcoin, which is how people would operate if the government does freeze their USD. So, one of the most important tools in the authoritarian toolkit is the ability to freeze the funding of legitimate political dissent, Nathaniel Whitmore, a Bitcoin and cryptocurrency consultant and strategist, said previously. By separating the infrastructure of money from the infrastructure of state power, Bitcoin makes it that much harder for this type of politically motivated confiscation. And I have been asking for that, I think, since I found out about Bitcoin. I was like, yes, finally, you know, they always talk about the separation of church and state.
Oh, yeah.
How about the separation of money and state?
That would be huge.
That would be huge for liberty. It would be huge for freedom. It would be huge for individuals. It would be huge for anybody who wants to provide products and services legitimately to other people.
And that's why Satoshi Nakamoto is still unknown. I mean, that person would be a fool to reveal themselves publicly, because the level of targeting that they would receive from government goons across the planet would be just relentless.
They would
chase him to the ends of the earth.
I like the fact that he or they were smart enough to realize the scrutiny that they would fall under if they were to reveal themselves. But I also like the fact that Bitcoin was basically airdropped as a gift to humanity.
I think that it was. I think that what Satoshi accomplished was exactly what they're talking about in this article, was giving people a way out of the government-controlled financial system. Yep. And, you know, he who controls the money controls everything.
Yep. But stealing things really isn't required. I mean,
that's right.
The whole thing is just yeet their dollars.
Right.
Stop valuing their toxic economic waste and find something else to value. And, you know, if hyperinflation can be set off demand side as well, if nobody wants a particular coinage anymore, then it loses its value.
Well, and we're not anywhere close to that happening as of right now, but, you know, Bitcoin isn't going to get less popular over time, I don't think. I mean, generally, cryptocurrency isn't going to get less popular. Bitcoin, I think, will likely fall from the top at some point. It will no longer be number one. Now, what will replace it? Maybe we haven't even seen that thing yet, but I think Bitcoin's days are numbered on top of the crypto heap.
Well, the article even mentions here that Bitcoin has seen a surge of interest in recent months due to the coronavirus pandemic and due to never-before-seen levels of government borrowing, because we know they borrowed, what, like $3 trillion or printed the Federal Reserve print. That's a massive amount of money. I realize the average Joe can't even really comprehend what $1 trillion looks like, but
that's not going to stop there either. It's going to keep coming.
Yeah, it's going to
keep
coming.
Printing it.
Yeah. They have no choice. They can't stop printing. They can't stop inflating.
I mean, they can.
They could.
Fail is a lie.
Yeah, if they
what they buy by printing this money is they keep the people who are now wealthy, and they keep the rest of us poor.
Correct.
You know, because they prop up the old businesses that are failing, and they prevent thereby the creation of new ones.
Money printing is a wealth transfer, because they're taking wealth from the pockets of anybody who has any savings in dollars, and they're distributing it to their buddies in industry. So whether it be the military-industrial complex or the prison-industrial complex or some corporations or whatever, whoever whoever's getting that money first. They're yep. taking that value from everybody else. It doesn't. You can't just make thin value come out of thin air. You can print money out of, you know, nothing, but it's the value that is transferred from
some
the
would
other
call
people, the victims.
Some would even yeah. call that a hidden tax.
It absolutely is.
Because if you lump that into actual regular overt taxation, and you do the calculations, you can bet that the most common people have about 50% of their income taken from them without any consent in that respect. So if you do have money in the bank, and, you know, it's where, I don't know, let's say you got $100,000 in the bank, and then the government goes ahead, prints up a bunch more money, the inflation ratio on that. Now you've got, I don't know, $80,000 worth of money, whereas, you know, last year it was worth $100,000 in real terms. So.
And it tends to be a transfer between poor and rich because, you know, poor people have dollars in their checking account. Rich people have stock, real estate, and commodities. Well, stock, real estate, and commodities float on top of inflation. You know, so that's those are the values that are going up when the values value of your dollars is going down.
Excellent point. Just to finish off the article, it says, in the wake of unprecedented central bank action around the COVID-19 crisis, it seemed like the most relative narrative of Bitcoin in 2020 was as a hedge against inflation, Whitmore said. It appears, however, that its capacity for censorship resistance might be just as relevant. You can follow Billy Bambro on Twitter, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with him there.
And that is one of the Andreas Antonopoulos talks about the pillars of cryptocurrency, and one of them is censorship resistance.
Yeah.
And that is a very important piece of what these cryptocurrencies do. And again, you know, software developers, large companies, hackers, and governments around the world have been attacking these, particularly Bitcoin and some of these other cryptocurrencies, since the day they were invented.
Well, of course the hackers are going to attack it. I mean, if you can hack a crypto and you know, then you can take all of its value out of it relatively quickly, dump it, and then, you know, convert it into something else. But for the most part, Bitcoin seems to be unhackable. So there's a lot of fear about hacking these cryptocurrencies. But if they're well done, then that's pretty difficult to accomplish.
Yeah, the only hacks I'm aware of are like cell phone hacks where people use a stupid password or
targeting the individual.
Yeah, otherwise get socially engineered into giving up their information. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Like the man on the music said, it's Free Talk Live. Yeah. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight with you, it is myself, the captain.
Hey, it's Ian.
And nobody.
And we have been talking about all sorts of fun things, including Bitcoin and the government's fear of it and privacy coins and things of that nature. And, Mr. Freeman, you said that you had a segue.
I have a very cautionary tale of a man who is apparently a maybe crypto or financial-related crypto podcast host, tech-related. It's a show called The Protocol Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds kind of techy, and I looked at some of those show topics, and he seems like he's familiar with cryptocurrency. And he's certainly familiar enough, according to the story at Decrypt.co, to have been saving Bitcoin for 7 years. So if you've been saving Bitcoin for 7 years, you know how to do a thing or two.
One would think.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the entrepreneur, Eric Savicks, has now lost his entire 7 years' worth of Bitcoin savings. He had saved up $113,000 worth of Bitcoin.
How much?
That 7 years. $113,000. And he lost it all in 20 minutes. Do you want to know how?
Yes, I do.
He was the victim of a phishing attack, the result of downloading a malicious version of the KeepKey Bitcoin wallet.
Oh, the KeepKey.
What is a KeepKey?
Well, so I own a KeepKey. It is much like the Trezor. It is a hardware wallet for what they call cold storage, offline storage of your cryptocurrencies. And I got the KeepKey over the Trezor way back when, like, they were kind of competing with each other for who was going to. And the Trezor obviously won.
Did they? Okay.
Well, and I say that because the Trezor is by far the most popular
compared
to the KeepKey. Shapeshift acquired Keep Key, right. But I was living in Washington State at the time, and so I got the Keep Key because I could drive over to their office if I had to. I never had to, but I was just like, oh, they're a local company. I like local stuff, so I'll buy from the local guys. And it works. It does its job. Mm-hmm. They have recently, however, disappointed me with the announcement they're going to discontinue their plugin for Google Chrome and force you to instead interface with their websites, which, of course, to have an account now requires KYC information.
KYC meaning know your customers, you right. show ID, so things like that.
You're losing the anonymity factor.
That's
of
really
it.
Disappointing.
So my plan is to get a Trezor now and move all my stuff from one to the other.
But let me clarify. You were saying that the way you had done it or the way they want people to do it is to go through a web browser,
specifically,
a web URL.
They want you to use Shapeshift, their product.
I see. And so
in order to interface with the KeepKey.
So the KeepKey is a hardware device. You plug that into like a USB port on your computer.
Yep.
And then you go to the Shapeshift site or the KeepKey site or whichever one that is.
Yep.
And then it interfaces with that.
Correct. Up, up until now, it was just a plug-in for Google Chrome that would interface, and you could, you know, press all the appropriate buttons and start and end and do transactions and stuff directly through that without any KYC whatsoever. You could not, however, use Shapeshift, right, which is, of course, what they want you to do. So now they've changed their technology to sort of push you in that direction.
So you didn't have to download a program.
Correct.
You maybe downloaded a Chrome plugin, but that was about it.
Right.
Okay. What he did was he apparently downloaded a fake or a malicious version of the KeepKey Bitcoin wallet, and he got this allegedly from the Google Chrome store, which may be one of the reasons why they're discontinuing their version, because apparently other people can make fake versions and upload
it. It's just
it
a browser plugin, though. There shouldn't be anything.
Well, somebody made a fake version.
Yeah.
Okay. So, so I'm guessing what he did was he typed in KeepKey wallet into whatever the Google Chrome search or wherever he searched it and saw something that looked right, had the right logo or whatever,
moved
right?
Moved all his funds into
and
it.
And he, well, I don't know if he moved his funds into it. It may be that he plugged his KeepKey into this malicious version of the KeepKey.
Right.
So it looked like he was in the right thing, but it was actually a version of the, you know, the software created by hackers. And then they, you know, he then had access or gave them access via his password, you know, that he puts in. Because usually with these hardware wallets, it's protected by a user password when you connect to the thing for the first time. So he, I'm just guessing he connects into this fake software, puts in his passcode, and then they had him. They took his entire balance right out. He says he's reached out to the community for help, but these events are usually irreversible. He posted online in a tweet, quote, I had all my Bitcoin stolen from me in a hardware phishing scam, hardware wallet phishing scam. Has anyone ever successfully retrieved stolen Bitcoin? Any help or guidance would be appreciated.
I don't think I've ever heard of anybody successfully retrieving phished coin.
Didn't some of the Mt. Gox coin get recovered?
Yes, that is true. Right. That is true.
I mean, that wasn't a phishing attack.
Right. I was thinking about how... So my gut reaction to this guy was, you're a crypto podcaster. How can you get ripped off? But then I'm like, he's probably human. You know?
And
like,
a lot
after,
of them are.
After you mentioned some of the bits of the story, I'm like, well, okay, I guess I could see how maybe like a guy could fall for that.
I got a little bit more information here, so we don't have to speculate. According to the story, he downloaded this fake app from the Google Chrome store, and what he did was he entered his recovery phrase into it. So normally you wouldn't have to do that, right? So normally when you've got this thing set up, it's got your coins on it, you don't need your recovery phrase. You just need the passcode to get you access to your coins.
The only time you would need your recovery phrase with the KeepKey
is if you wiped it.
Well, or if something went awry with like a firmware update.
Yeah.
They've had a couple of those over the years. And so you plug it in, it goes, oh, we've detected your firmware needs updating. And so you go ahead and you do that. It tells you repeatedly to make sure you have your backup phrase before you do the firmware update. So
actually, in this case, whether he connected his hardware wallet or not is irrelevant. It would have stolen his Bitcoin whether he'd connected the device because he gave them his backup keys.
Right.
And they could just access them and sweep the wallets out, and then it was gone.
Oh, you poor bastard.
And there's no undoing this. It's gone.
Yeah. And it's gone.
Yeah. So the recommendation here, Jameson Lopp, CTO of Casa, who builds security software, replied to him on Twitter saying, "Sorry for your loss. Never enter a seed phrase into a computer." Well, I don't see how you could avoid entering a seed phrase if, for instance, what happened is what you were saying happened, right, which was your hardware wallet went on the fritz and you needed to get another hardware wallet. Well, in that case, you would need to enter a seed phrase into, right, something on a computer, but you would be the one choosing that. Instead, what he did was he just downloaded what he thought was the legitimate app. Thinking it was the legitimate app, he went ahead and gave it his seed phrase, even though he shouldn't have. And then he actually ended up noting that later on, after the money had already been stolen from him, he said in retrospect he realized the wallet was fake due to a typo. He then provided a screenshot where it showed the word phrase spelled wrong. So when it was asking him to enter the backup phrase, it was like, I think they spelled it phase. I saw the photo of it, right, on his Twitter. So they were missing a letter, and it was like, but that didn't, it didn't tweak him enough at the time to make him think for a moment, oh my God, this might not be legitimate, and it's gone.
In the realm of things misspelled bugging me, I will often see, often as infrequently, not as not often as in a little boy who has lost his parents, just for clarification. I will frequently see, I will frequently see memes on the internet that are really good, really poignant, really, they strike me, you know, they're funny or otherwise they make a valid point. But then they, like, every time there's something misspelled, why can't people who meme
check it,
spell correctly? Yeah. I don't understand this phenomenon. Sorry, I just had to get that
it's
out.
It's the internet and lazy people, you know, combined together.
But that's like, when you make a new version of the meme with proper spelling.
I know. I'm like, some of them are really artistic, though, and I, you know, I don't have some of the. I'm artistic.
You don't have the original photo.
Yeah,
I don't put the text over.
It's difficult to re-meme. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you can do it and get away with it and make it better. That's cool. But other times, like, they've done a really good job, and the graphics are on point, but they misspelled a really obvious word, and I hate that. I can't re-meme those guys. So if you're out there listening and you are a memer, use spell check.
Good advice.
So, anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to die.
That's pretty much the story. Exchange Shapeshift, which operates KeepKey, warned last week that there are fake KeepKey apps in the Google Chrome store. They said, quote, "We will never ask you for your 12-word seed phrase. If anyone does, that's a scam. Phishing attempts such as these fake wallet apps can lead to users losing their crypto." And Google has had a long time had a problem with fake crypto wallet apps and extensions. In April, just in April, they removed 49 fake crypto wallet extensions.
Not your keys, not your money. Everybody, repeat after me. Not your keys, not your money.
Make sure you pay close attention to what you're installing out there, folks.
And when in doubt, feel free to pay a professional to assist you with these things if you are not competent. Free Talk Live, more coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.